CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner to introduce us to retired Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Myers and his colleagues, Katie Garraway of Maryland and Rico Reyes of Texas, involved in a very, very exciting but at the same time frustrating way with the tragedy in Kabul. Selena, I learned from you that Myers, Garraway, and Reyes have been spending these last days since the retreat from Afghanistan and the withdrawal from Kabul seeking to find a way to help the people they know and people they know of who are still in Afghanistan, in Kabul or throughout the country. And they've been doing it entirely by phone. Is that correct, Selena? No, they contact people on the ground and then they ask for help and seek help.
Right. So they, before the U.S. military abandoned the people in Afghanistan before August 31st, they had already put together a list of people and that were American citizens or green card holders who had not been able to, who had not been reached by the State Department to get out. And they were getting those lists to men and women on the ground at the time to get them out. And the last a few days of the exit, the State Department refused to allow them once they got to Kabul to get out. And so they have now taken that list and they are working through different channels, which I cannot, you know, reveal to get them out in other ways. In fact, I talked to retired Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Myers last night in their efforts to get people out. They're working right now. They have people sitting on four planes filled to the max to get them out. These are all people that have been who were interpreters or green card holders who are American citizens who worked with U.S. military. He got their names from the soldiers who worked with these interpreters, and they have now been sitting on an airplane, on four airplanes for 2 days now, and the State Department is not allowing them to leave.
What does Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Myers, what does he make of his efforts now? Is he finding sympathetic voices either in Washington or throughout the world? These are all Marine veterans, I believe. Are they finding it? Are they putting together a network?
Yes, they've put together a network. They have received donations from some very deep-pocketed veterans to get these people out, and they cannot get them out because the State Department is not allowing them. And members of CENTCOM, CENTCOM is the part of our military that runs that part of the Middle East. The soldiers are expressing sympathy, and the medium to the medium ups, if you will, are also expressing sympathy and wanting to help. However, the State Department is keeping them from being able to do this, and it is frustrating. And I really need to make this point because I think it's very important. The White House has made the determination that this doesn't matter to the American people, that they're going to forget it. However, that they have very much miscalculated the resolve of the American people. The people are deeply disturbed at this. This is not how we view ourselves in American exceptionalism. And it is seen as the worst of our government, but the best of our people because of the way that the people are trying to help get people out.
You spoke also with Michigan Congressman Peter Meyer, who is rattled, upset, and determinative of the tragedy in Kabul. What does he believe he can do? He's a member of Congress.
Right. Both he and Congressman Seth Moulton, both Iraq War veterans, one's a Republican, one's a Democrat, went to Kabul just days ahead of the last day there and was horrified. They were horrified by what they saw. By the way, the American government has prosecuted this exit from Kabul, and they, these two men worked in intelligence. Their connections with other countries is invaluable, and they are hearing from other countries just how deeply disappointed they are, not in the American people, but in the American government, and not just disappointed, angry, and that trust between those really important mid-level bureaucrats has just collapsed.
Peter Meyer and Seth Moulton took a great deal of personal risk by going to Kabul. Does he speak of that? As I recall, they did it on their own dime, and they did it without security that is associated with the CODEL into a combat zone.
Right. They believed, look, they couldn't get approval to go over there in official capacity. So they went over as private citizens, but they believed that more than any other time that Congress goes over to the Middle East, that should have been the moment that it happened. And that's why they did it, because they wanted to be able to document and tell the story of how the U.S. military and the U.S. government conducted itself in these final days.
And the thought, last 30 seconds right now, the thought from reading your articles in the Washington Examiner is that this isn't over. Is that your thought as well, Selena? It will continue to seek to rescue people?
Absolutely. I just talked to retired Lieutenant Colonel Myers this morning. He said this isn't over. Right. We're not resting until we have every American citizen out there.
Selena Zito, the Washington Examiner, from the 50-yard line of the Pittsburgh football stadium to Kabul tragedy ongoing. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.